you know, colonial is a broad historic term, and it has taken on in 21st century American suburban architecture an incredible wallpaper of meaning involving lots of different types and layouts and functions of houses. But the prototype, the absolute sine qua non of colonial architecture in Connecticut, is the Center Hall Colonial. Millions are built, and what they are is a predicate for making the simplest box you can imagine with the simplest interior layout you can imagine, but giving it a wash of stylistic panache. Really, they became popular, Center Hall Colonials became popular with the advent of Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg. Royal Barry Wills was an architect from around, I think, the D.C. area. And with that whole sort of fetish about recreating the Constitutional Republic and all that wonderful kind of Walt Disney-like nostalgia for the past, builders began to realize, hey, I can make a really simple box, put some nice trim on it, and then market it as reliving the glories of America's past. And the real issues of most Center Hall Colonials built in the last 20 or 30 years are functional issues. And also family accommodation issues. And one of my old friends in real estate is Lee Whiteman. He's probably the best real estate broker I know in Guilford, Connecticut, anyway. And I brought Lee here basically to a classic Center Hall Colonial that she found for us to talk about. And I'd ask Lee, when you're trying to sell these things, what the heck's going on with Center Hall Colonials?
Well, Center Hall Colonials are simple, as you said. They have balance. People look at them from the outside. They're happy to see a door in the middle and windows on each side. And when they come in, there is no unexpected assault. They come into a hallway.
except in the cheesier ones, where you walk in, the stairs 2.5 feet in front of you, you look to the side, and there's a straight shot right to the toilet. And, oh, my God.
Well, we're lucky, because in this one, there's a gracious entry. There's actually a place where a host can meet a guest, take a coat off, shake a hand without falling over the stair rail. So this one actually has a very nice appeal. People like it because they can come from any part of the country and know what they're getting into. So it tends to be a very attractive home for people who are relocating. The other place that it's attractive to people is move-up buyers. They may have started in a Cape or a ranch, and they want more space, and that's what you get in a Center Hall Colonial.
Would you then say that the Cape is the McDonald's cheeseburger to the Center Hall Colonial's quarter pounder with cheese, and then the incredibly large builder home would be the, what do they call it, the one-third pounder?
I mean, or a supersize.
So is it like a supersize? Is that what we're talking about here?
You could use those words. I think
that, but you don't want to.
I don't want to. I think that one of the things that happens with the Colonial is that it is predictable. There is an expectation that you're going to be able to fit your furniture in here from wherever you come. So, for instance, in the Center Hall Colonial, typically there is the formal dining room to one side and the formal living room to the other side. And, you know, Duo, this is something we've talked about quite often. The formal living room had its place, but it's difficult to cope with now because most of the activity of a family is in the family room, which typically is at the back of the house connected to the kitchen. Yeah. The living room, and in this living room, it there is no exit. You have a way in, but no way out, and which makes it very...
It's like the Hotel California.
You can check in any time you like, but you can never leave. And this is interesting because this was a living room, but now it houses a piano and a... And a stand-up bass and a flute. And no,
because I don't want to get any diseases, all right?
Please don't.
So this family is elected to use this as a music room. It's away from the hubbub. They can leave their instruments up. Oftentimes, people will use this for grandma's furniture. This is where you can have the pretty stuff that hardly anybody ever goes to. But it's a dilemma.
Well, you know, that brings you to the real issue of if you have one of these homes and you feel vaguely discomforted by it, there are cheaper ways to fix it and there are more expensive ways to fix it. The cheaper way to fix it is always just to make connections. And Lee and I have been in a million homes together where basically if you put in a $1,000 opening between that, you know, the museum to dead relatives that you have and the family room, it becomes one extended space. Or if you take an entire wall out where the framing's going the right way. In other words, if the framing, the actual things that hold up the floor above you, are going in parallel to a wall, in other words, the same direction as a wall, you can usually take that wall out for $500. If the framing's going in the other way, perpendicular to a wall, it's thousands of dollars, and you have to look in the basement, see where all that stuff's going to get collected and redistributed. So removing walls is the cheapest thing. As you look here in this living room, there's no light at all to the end of it. You walk in there, there's symmetrical windows facing to the street, and there are no side windows, probably because they would face the neighbor's house pretty directly. But if you can put in higher windows that don't look at the neighbor but let light in, it will backlight the space. It will make the windows that are facing front seem more inviting, less glary. So there are little things you can do absent making big additions and expanding space that you can do very quickly and won't destroy the family's life. You can actually do it while you're living in the house.
The other part about Center Hall Colonials is they tend to have big dining rooms. Now, in my experience, people are liking them. I think there's a return these days to dinner parties. So that's nice. But one of the dilemmas is the bowling alley kitchen and family room.
At the back.
Okay, so here we are in the kitchen, blends to casual eating area and into the family room.
This house is built when? This is built
2003.
Yeah, you see, this house does represent the evolution of the idiom. Because rather than have that center hall staircase that actually goes across the middle, the short direction of the house, that slices the house in half like a, you know, the sword of Damocles. Here they've pulled the stair to the front of the house and opened up the whole back of the house. This is often, you know, it's kind of funny. We often renovate homes done in the 60s, 70s, Center Hall Colonials, to become what we are standing in now as a new Center Hall Colonial plan. And one thing, Lee, I'm going to reinforce about the dining room aspect, we, you know, we're asked to do new homes all the time. We're getting asked to do dining rooms more, but we're asked to do them as a way to have a project room for 363 days a year. And then Thanksgiving and Easter or Passover or Ramadan, whatever the heck you do, Kwanzaa dinners, those other few days. So that they're coming back because when they're gone, when they're taken away from a house, as many people end up taking them, they become missed. Because it's hard to actually hear, there's a dining room table right next to the kitchen. So that basically, if you're going to be, you know, chopping up the veggies, and you're going to be sitting here with your drinks before dinner, it gets a little bit maybe too close for comfort.
So the thing that we like about this space is it allows the family to gather all together. What happens in Center Hall Colonials, if people don't retreat to the living room, they retreat to their bedrooms.
Oh.
Because there is no way to, for instance, have a private phone conversation in the back of this house. It's all open. And that's great if that's what you want. If that's what you want, that is available in this style house.
Well, to wrap up, the one thing you should know is when you deal with traditional idioms like Center Hall Colonials, there is what architects like to call enfrontment, meaning that there's the front of your house parallels the street. And there's the added stylistic site planning determination of symmetry. So with an enfronting house with symmetry, it puts a straitjacket on the interior of the house, at least for the first half of the house. So when you're thinking about buying a house or moving up to a house, realize that you can't really reinvent any house without spending a ton of dough. And if you're uncomfortable with having that centered, uncompromising aspect of facing the street with windows on either side with a front door that locks in the rest of the plan, then don't buy that house. Look for another house that has a more flexible layout that you can then modify easier.
Duo Dickinson is an architect, designer of the Barn of Fun, and the contributing writer in home design for Money Magazine. Lee Whiteman is a realtor in Guilford.